brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we've reached the halfway point in worldwide transmission. We're simulcasting the radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv. Mike Rivera, WhatReallyHappened.com is our guest. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com. We're going to continue with your phone calls. Let me get into a bunch of key news and societal information coming up in about 20 minutes. But Mike is with us under 20 minutes or so. Coming back, I want to get into this bill because I've had a chance now. It was brought to my attention this morning via email to scan over and read HB 6123 that the Democrats have now got very close to passing the Senate. They have another gun bill that has passed the Senate where if your license expires in Illinois, you get 1 year in prison, automatic sentencing. Okay. And in Illinois, they're saying if someone looks like a gang member but passes the Brady bill, it's a felony if you sell them a gun, and it targets blacks and Hispanics. But notice that's real profiling. You don't hear people freaking out about that. So we'll be talking about that. This is very serious, and Illinois is the model, as California is, for national victim disarmament. Julio in Illinois, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
No problem, Alex. A beautiful day in Illinois, and I'm looking forward, as I'm finishing school, to spend my summer with the National Guard in downtown Chicago. I can't wait to be a part of that police state.
That's right. They've announced what Blagojevich announced over a year ago, the military and anti-gun operations. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to ask about this situation in New York City. I've been glued to the television all weekend watching the propaganda from the Mockingbird media. And, just got done seeing Eric Holder and Big Sis, Ms. Napolitano on TV talking about how this was a huge terrorist attack. It was a deadly bomb. But hearing you the other day and hearing, some people on the news, this was like a phony bomb. It was kind of, a pretty bad job.
Oh, they're now calling for registering, buying gasoline and propane because everybody could be a terrorist. I mean, if you use a baseball bat, you're a terrorist. And interviewing people going, I'm so scared. I'm scared to go out. I mean, we know whether it's staged, provocateur, or real, the way they're hyping it, that is the psychological terrorism right there to sell the police state. Mike Rivera.
Yeah, absolutely. It almost doesn't matter if it's a real event or staged, as I pointed out earlier in the show. Everybody's going to use everything that happens as an opportunity to push whatever their agenda happens to be. It's like everything that happens, it's raining day. How can I use this to sell my agenda? The bus is late. How do I use this to sell my agenda? Nobody's thinking facts and truth anymore. We're a nation entirely of propagandistic opportunity.
They've divided us 7 ways to Sunday. And it's all about group identity, and then all the groups have their little pimp leaders over them, Republicans, Democrats, whites, Hispanics, blacks. Where is it headed, Mike Rivera?
Well, you're right. They're trying to keep the population badly factionalized and keep us quarreling amongst ourselves, because the instant we all unite and recognize that government itself is the biggest threat to our lives, they have to keep us fighting amongst ourselves, or we're going to start fighting against them. There was a recent poll that came out. I think it was Pew Research. I may be wrong on that. But it basically said 80% of respondents viewed the federal government as the biggest danger to their lives. And so the government.
No, you're right. It was Pew Research, and Gallup and other polls have shown 75 to 81%. So it's all in the 75 or low 80 numbers. And they had other headlines like, now it's cool to hate the government. Now it's mainstream. Now Ron Paul's views are mainstream. It's not that Ron Paul or you or I or Julio hate the government. We hate this illegitimate, unconstitutional government that's violating the law. Why do we have these laws to restrain government? Because our founders had gone through a big, corrupt, pushy government.
You know, it's interesting. Obama did that speech at that university the other day, and he spent a huge portion of it telling these kids, you've got to be polite. You've got to tone down the anti-government rhetoric because you're just going to build support for the extremists. And he really spent more time on that issue than anything else in his entire speech.
Which shows they're weak.
Exactly.
I want you to finish up with that when we come back. They are panicking. They can be defeated. Stay there.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Mike Rivero joined us for one more segment, and he was bringing up the fact that Obama gave his commencement speech. We played some clips of it yesterday. And he said, don't criticize the government. The government is you, the people. So whatever the government does, that's what you wanted. But wait a minute, don't criticize because you're the people, and so you can't criticize the government. That's doublethink. If we're the government, then we have a right to tell the government when it's doing something we don't like or something that's illegal or unconstitutional. And he went on to just, for most of this long speech, say, don't be extreme, don't be rude, be passive. Sit down and take it. You know, and then he had that other White House correspondence dinner and made jokes about, this whole event is brought to you by Goldman Sachs. They don't care if you don't like the jokes because they're getting all the money. He made jokes about predator drones killing people, just like Bush made jokes about no WMDs here. Nope, not under there. So this incredible arrogance. Meanwhile, government is running TV ads all over the country. I mean, they have announcements here in Austin every year, and over 10% of Texas has warrants out for their arrest saying, it's Roundup time, Roundup. You better pay your fines and fees. We're coming to your door. We know where you live. It's Roundup. So when they have a real political Roundup, people will just say, oh, it's another Roundup.
But they have these ads. They also have similar ones in England where the government's watching you from satellite. They're God. I covered the Fox News story where all these police chiefs are saying, we wear black masks to intimidate you, to instill sense of fear. So the state is trying to intimidate us so they can rob us. I mean, it's very elementary. This is what happens every other time in history. Liberty and freedom is incredibly rare. It's a jewel that must be protected, as Thomas Jefferson said. And he said, if you let private central banks come in, you will wake up homeless on the continent your forefathers conquered. So I wanted to play this clip of Pennsylvania fear-mongering, where the government is like, we're God, we're omnipresent, we know where you live, nice car, nice house, Tom. What's not nice is you, Tom. So again, we're government, we're God, we're the big Skynet above you, controlling everything. This is government terrorism. This is Big Brother. This is authoritarian tyranny. Here's the clip.
Your name is Tom. You live just off of Fifth Street. Nice car, Tom. Nice house. What's not so nice is you owe Pennsylvania $4,212 in back taxes. Listen, Tom, we can make this easy. Pay online by June 18th, and we'll skip your penalty and take half off your interest. Because, Tom, we do know who you are.
Find us before we find you. PA tax pay up. Now imagine the mafia coming to your door and saying, nice car, nice house. We're going to make this easy on you. The condescending voice, the Borg voice. You will be assimilated. You know, Dave, I had to, kill the other astronaut, and now I'm going to kill you. That's the message here. Mike Rivera.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is a direct contradiction to Obama's claim that the people are the government, which is complete nonsense. The people have been screaming for years, lower taxes, stop spending money on war, stop giving our money to Israel. The government isn't listening to the people. The Congress that passed TARP proved that. And the bottom line is, you're absolutely right, the biggest terrorist in our lives right now is the federal government. I'm not worried about Osama bin Laden, who's actually dead despite this latest documentary. We're all worried about the federal government. Even the people who still got the money to pay their taxes, they're worried the government is going to totally destroy the economy and wreck our lives a year from now. It's really reached a point where everybody is very, very concerned about what the federal government is doing. The government does not represent us. And now you've got the president up there saying, please don't criticize us. You're not supposed to do that. I find it hard to believe that Obama was a constitutional scholar or professor, because he seems to have forgotten that the original intent of the First Amendment gives every American citizen the right to stand up and tell the government they're full of it. Without fear of reprisal.
No, now they're saying, you're the government, so sit down and shut up. Well, if we're the government, then we have a right to speak. This is so elementary. He's expanding secret arrest, torture, wars, and now, like Bush, making jokes about dead people with the drones. This is done on purpose to enrage foreign enemies so that people do actually strike us.
Well, yeah, our government needs to have real acts of terror to keep us under control. And when they don't get the real acts of terror, they're going to fake them. And again, Adolf Hitler did exactly the same thing to his people, and the end result was World War II. And the end result of our government doing it to the American people is going to be World War III. And, folks, we will lose this one.
And by the way, that's what many government heads are saying. We're really going into World War III. They are planning to hit Iran. They've got a martial law scenario here domestically, and it won't be announced as martial law. It'll be civil emergency, just like Mexico. And it's so elementary. They bring in 30 million plus illegal aliens who would be hardworking, good parts of society if they weren't given all this welfare and told to hate America, because they know the American people are waking up, so they're trying to get as many foreigners here to fill up the military and everything else to be used as a weapon, because they can have a willing group that they pay off to do it. I mean, this is high treason. This is a completely bankrupt, out of control group of criminals. I mean, the mere fact that they're slapping Goldman Sachs on the wrist and focusing on a few low-level traders when they ran the whole financial implosion, not just here but worldwide by design, and we have the documents. I mean, where does it end, though? I think the average American's waking up, Mike, but I don't think the average American knows just how bad it really is.
No, the average American does not. We had a friend over here the other day who's involved in the local Democratic Party and is still basically drinking the Kool-Aid for 90% of what they see on the corporate TV networks. The bottom line is what, you know, they're pushing for this global government. I don't think they're going to get it. The end result is these bozos could bring about a whole new dark ages by collapsing the world government and not having, or collapsing all the governments of the world and not having anything credible to take its
place.
Well,
look what corrupt government's done in Mexico. It is collapsed. Mexico is collapsed right now. Even the small areas they kept safe for tourists have now collapsed. I mean, this is what corrupt government does. It look at North Korea. I mean, this is what we're going to turn into.
And it's absolutely horrible, and it's painful to watch for those of us who grew up in this country with this very wonderful idea of what America was supposed to be, to see America being murdered by the government itself. Not foreign terrorists, not foreign invasion, but destroyed from within by a government that has sold us out to private interests and foreign interests. It's painful to watch. It really is.
It is. Tim in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
It's a pleasure to speak with you. Here
Turn your radio off. It's good to talk to you. Turn your radio off.
Okay, I'm in a warehouse. So
okay, I'm sorry. It was just real noisy. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, I'm in New York, and I want to say, since you've played that clip, the false flags are at half-mast in Times Square. I just want to go over with you the propaganda.
Wait a minute. They put the flags at half-mast when no one died?
No, I was just making an analogy. False flags are at half-mast in Times Square. The propaganda that I've seen on the local news here, last night, Fox News, since they didn't have a suspect yet, were talking about how great it was to have video surveillance. And it's a lot like the show 24. And they kept using the word sexy to describe watching video after video trying to find a terrorist, how sassy it is. And another term that the reporter used last night was that we need a world-class surveillance, was the words used. And
yeah, I've been hearing that. I've been hearing that everywhere. We need cameras everywhere, or my gosh, we might have a person or two die a year. We better give up our whole way of life and give trillions of dollars to the Chertoff group. And I had some CIA veteran, part of the Chertoff group, on Fox saying, our way of life has ended. Yeah, and then they had Congressman Israel on saying, our way of life has ended. This is a new way. You know, oh my gosh, a truck full of gasoline. It's over. But every couple days, some house blows up from a gas main and kills a bunch of people. You know, it's the end of the world. Somebody died. Mike Rivero.
It is. It's fear mongering, and it's panic. They're basically, the government is trying to keep us afraid. And the problem with that is, once the government starts using fear to control their people, they're going to have to keep using fear to keep them under control. If the government ever lets the fear subside, if they ever let the people calm down to where they can start thinking again, then it's really going to start falling apart on them. And I think that's what's happening now, because fear is very tiring. Fear burns itself out. And I think people are too tired to be afraid anymore.
And let me add the caveat. Let's not forget, Governor Ridge came out and wrote a book last year admitting that they were issuing the terror alerts and that they were fake, as we said 5-6 years ago, yourself and myself and many others, admitted that the terror alerts were fake for political gain. And they've been caught over and over and over and over and over again doing this.
Yeah, it is. It's all about the manipulation. I mean, they used to be able to wave communists at us, and we'd just pay taxes and send our kids off to die in wars. Then the Cold War was over, and ever since then, there's always going to be a new monster, a war on drugs, a war on terror, a war on carbon dioxide, a war on whatever. They're always going to come up with something new that we're supposed to be afraid of and give them money to protect us from.
New York Times also has an opinion article on their website today, Finding the Terrorist Next Door, in which they support a police state, and a term that is used throughout the article as well.
Yeah, no, I've been hearing it. It's just our way of life is over. America had to. We've got to give all the money to the banks and the military. Sorry. But again, we have an elite that's used our government and our military and our tax money to dominate the globe. Of course they're going to rob us, too. If they'll kill a million plus Iraqis for some weapon sales and oil and for strategic interest of Israel, of course they'll do anything to us. I mean, they see us as just as worthless as they see other people. I appreciate your call, Tim. Mike Rivero, always enjoy our once-a-month visit. Always great going back and forth with you. Very thought-provoking, and we'll talk to you again coming up in a month, God willing.
Thank you very much for having me.
You bet. There goes Mike Rivera, WhatReallyHappened.com. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and PrisonPlanet.com. Don't forget our auxiliary websites, InfoWars.net, JonesReport.com, and WhatIsTheEndgame.com.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
I want to get into how race is truly tribalism and how the globalists use it to control us coming up in the next several segments. But I want to go back to your phone calls here. Dealing with race, all the Arizona law, and I've now had a chance to read it several times, says that the feds won't enforce this law if we pull somebody over for drunk driving or whatever. Or we have probable cause that they're illegal aliens, we're going to ask them for their ID, and if they're illegal aliens, we're going to take them into jail. Now, that's what every other country on earth does, except for Western Europe and the United States and Canada and Australia, because they want to break down our sovereignty because we're the wealthy countries. We're being robbed by the banking class. But this story out of Chicago and out of Illinois, bill that would effectively prohibit African Americans and Hispanics from buying guns, advances in Illinois General Assembly. See, I don't want to be overrun by foreigners that the globalists control because almost to a man, they're voting to take our liberties as a client group of the government. I don't, at the same time, want to see blacks and Hispanics aborting most of their kids. They're human beings. I care about them. I want them to be patriots. I want to wake them up. I want to be able to reach out to them. But with the Latin Americans, because they don't speak English, and because Mexico lost two wars with the U.S., they are particularly angry and have been taught to hate this country. That's why it's such a problem. Is that saying all of these people have that view? No. But a large portion do. And you could just go Google Aslan or go to YouTube, and you'll see hundreds of videos of mayors and congressmen and the mayor of L.A., just the most racist stuff you can imagine. Go home, pilgrim. Die, white race. You're scum. You're evil. You need to die. We need to plan a San Diego. It's disgusting. Meanwhile, you don't hear the Hispanic and black leaders criticizing this. No, they're authoring it. Law-abiding African-Americans and Hispanics would take it on the chin under a bill now moving through the Illinois General Assembly, sponsored by Representative Harry Osterman, Democrat District 14. It's HBS. It's HB 6123. HB 6123 would prohibit any person or entity from selling a firearm to a so-called street gang member. This prohibition applies even if the individual has passed a Brady Law FBI background check. Making a prohibited sale would result in a Class 1 felony charge and possibly jail time for the seller. Although the ISRA supports genuine efforts to curb criminal violence, the organization is strongly opposed to the bill as the bill's provisions are arbitrary and pose an unreasonable intrusion on the rights of law-abiding Illinois citizens. But the feds are coming in and threatening ATF arrest of gun shops all over the country if they sell to someone missing a finger, because that means they're a bomb maker. No, they got their finger chopped off in a factory or running a combine or an engine block fell on their hand working at a shop. I mean, how many craftsmen, how many farmers, ranchers, woodworkers, steel workers, factory workers, carpenters, do you know that are missing a finger or two? And we've shown you those training manuals where it's your responsibility not to sell to them and to call us. So, and under this bill, it provides racial profiling. And it says, you know, if you're wearing baggy pants or, you know, have tattoos, given the provisions, it says it established no test for determining street gang membership. Given the harsh penalties for violating the proposed law, it is understandable that retailers would shy away from selling firearms to a person whose speech, dress, mannerisms, or taste in music reflect an urban lifestyle. So, I mean, this is targeting black people mainly. Don't sell guns to black people. And that's the Democratic Party, the same one in the 1870s who passed laws in the South to not sell guns to black people. Oh, it makes me sick. It just absolutely makes me want to throw up. And just the arrogance, the over-the-topness of this. Shannon in Mississippi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Pretty good. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to talk to you and comment a couple of things about immigration, and I have a couple of questions for you. I'm from a small town in Mississippi, and I work construction, and about every job that I get to go work on, 95% of the people there are Mexicans. And I wear a U.S. Border Patrol hat every day. I love my country, but I fear my government. And I go up and I ask them, I make it the point to go up and ask some of these, you know, are you legal or illegal? And 95% of them will, they'll just look at me and smile and say I'm illegal. And then a week down the road, I'm getting laid off of my job. They're squeezing me to death with all these new taxes. And a question I wanted to ask you, Alex, today is, this national ID that's coming out, when do you think this will hit? And I'm refusing to get this national ID card, so what does that mean for me?
Okay, the way it's written, and this is in the AP, it's in the Hill newspaper. In fact, here's the article right here. you won't be able to have a job and the illegals don't have to have it. So stay there. I'll explain this when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Let me answer Shannon's question as best I can. Take the carbon taxes. You're saying, what does this have to do with illegal aliens? I'll explain before we go back to him. Mexico, China, India, Malaysia, Taiwan. Over 160 nations under the agreement have to make no carbon dioxide cuts. The West has to make cuts of at least 20%. So what's going to happen to the few factories and jobs and businesses we have? They're going to leave. China has no environmental standards, no insurance, no workers' compensation, no environmental cleanup bills. They just do whatever they want. Same thing with India. And it's not that we're against the people of India or Mexico or China or Eastern Europe. They're being exploited as well. And the globalists have stated they want to drive down wages. And they lied to the public and said NAFTA and GATT and the WTO are going to be great for you. They've known exactly what would happen. And Mexico, in the last 17, 18 years since NAFTA, for the first decade, they did well. They got to move up to the maquiladoras. They got paid low wages, but it was still better than some of the things they had in Mexico City. the government use environmental laws to drive most of the indigenous people off of their land on record up to those factories. Now almost all those factories are shut down because it can't compete with China, where the average salary is about 55 cents an hour. We're talking about people maybe making a couple thousand dollars a year. Now, you can never compete with that. Now, what you're dealing with in construction, and I've talked to chefs in Dallas, chefs in Houston, chefs in Los Angeles, where now if you can't speak Spanish, you're just basically kicked off. They won't work with you. So there's also a view of whether you're Hispanic American, black, white, it doesn't matter. You're not wanted. So it's also very, very tribal, perfect for the government, because the average people can't hear the language, don't understand it, don't know what's going on under the surface. So the government also gives massive welfare to these groups. I've seen reports of the average illegal being on three forms of welfare under three fake consular matricula IDs that the government just issues to their people because that money gets sent back home. But on the issue of construction and other jobs, including cities, counties, and states, and the feds, remember the border fence, part of it was being built by illegals, just the 50-something miles of show fence they built, and then they never finished it, of course. The illegal aliens are there to undermine jobs, they're to bankrupt people, they're to drive wages down. That's what globalization is. And so the illegals can live 5, 10, 15 to an apartment or a house. They avoid most of the taxes. They're supplemented with welfare. They don't have to show all the forms of ID that citizens do. They get let go when they're drunk driving. They get let go when they're caught with $105,000 of drug money in Knoxville, Tennessee, that we covered yesterday, because they are on the government team. They are needed to deindustrialize and break the United States to get rid of the middle class, which is what global elites always in modern history push to do. They don't want you independent. They don't want you doing well. They don't want the next generation doing better. What does the head of the IMF say last week? The good times are over. You're going to be poor. Get used to it. We've broken up your families. You're all working now. The state's got your kids. This is just the further process of domestication. So it's the same thing with the illegals. They're brought in to undermine jobs and to drive down the standard of living and to bankrupt the states so the federal government, which is itself controlled by the offshore banks, can come in and take over. And so that's why there'll be no enforcement on the illegal aliens. They're not going to have to get IDs, but it's going to be felonies for citizens, and that's in the immigration bill, if you don't have this federalized worker ID card that tracks everything you do and ties into the IRS and the health care bill. And even before the health care bill passed, 3 months before it passed, Illinois was already implementing the provisions of it. So they just do whatever they want. And that's only one dimension of it. Then the illegals, again, will vote for bigger government, more handouts, gun control, as long as the party in power gives them some goodies. And the system's always been worried about immigrant populations waking up. They've been really worried about keeping blacks on the Democratic Party reservation, not that the Republicans would save them. They took, you had almost 90% in the 1940s and 50s of blacks in America were, quote, legitimate, meaning there was a mother and a father. And blacks owned their own businesses and were very, very wealthy. And there were just a lot of a very large black middle class. Okay. And it's on record. The CIA began shipping in cocaine, heroin. They would only allow the hooker operations to be in the black neighborhood as a way to degrade the society. I mean, this is a weaponized system, a war going on. But it isn't even so much that the globalists hate blacks. They do. But it's mainly they always pick a minority to beta test it. Like they told you the police state was for Arabs and Muslims and foreigners. But now we get the internal documents and now they openly announce it's for the American people, period. And so they've got the average black person loving the Democratic Party. Well, the Democratic Party, under the Rockefellers and others, is there to abort their babies, more than half of them. They're to poison their food and water. They're to shoot them up with deadly shots. They're to ship drugs in and then put their kids in prison. The media is there to sell the gangster rap culture. It's all crafted. But they sell the same culture to everybody else. They've just had the blacks where they want them longer because they came out of slavery and never had a middle class. Well, they developed one by the 30s, 40s, and 50s, and that's gone now. You have 90-plus percent illegitimacy. People say, oh, well, you're attacking single parents. No, I'm not. I'm stating the fact that you're four times more likely to end up in prison or on drugs if you come from a single home. You need two parents there. I mean, you know, my kids don't behave that good for my wife. They behave better for me. I mean, everybody knows that's just the natural order of things. And if I wasn't there, I mean, it's not that my wife's a wonderful person, harder working than I am in many respects. It's just, it's a lot to take care of. And imagine if my wife had to work, then the state gets my kids. So that's the goal. And that's a long answer, Shannon, to your question, but they have, and it's also multi-pronged. The globalists always run the same operation four or five or six or seven different ways, knowing that it's like firing 10 torpedoes at a ship. You know, the submarine pops up, floods the tubes, fires. It's a big capital ship. They want to fire every torpedo they've got so that they are sure they, you know, sink the Bismarck or whatever it is. And so they already passed a national ID card under Bill Clinton in 1994, and I covered my first film, America Destroyed by Design. It's federally standardizing driver's license. They didn't get around to telling you that until 2006. It's the Real ID Act. Now, though, they're passing separate legislation in banking and in immigration where citizens have to have it, and then the government's in your bank account. And that's in the new legislation where the government is just taking money out whenever they want and tracking every deposit and purchase you make. That's in the banking reform bill. Again, they always create the crisis. Their solution is more power for them. And so, I mean, if they're able to break the border, if they're able to legalize these illegals, because that's the other issue. If illegals want to take the national ID card, they're instantly nationalized. They're instantly basically given the green card. Makes it very easy. You want it, boom, you got it. But most of them are smart. Unlike the American people, because they had to be more street smart. And I mean, who can even blame these people? They're down there in total squalor in police state. They come up here and the government gives them everything. They know how to manipulate the system. And they are left alone. If a citizen, black, white, whatever, tried to milk the system like this, Hispanic, American, whatever, it'd be over. All right, I said I'd get into the whole racial politic thing, and I haven't got into that yet. But I hope that answers your question, Shannon. What I've been looking for is discrimination lawsuits. In fact, I can't find it. Will you reprint me that Knox News article about $105,000? They pull the illegals over. They're illegal aliens. They don't have visas. They're here illegally. They got $105,000, and they just let them go. They just let them go. And I see this all the time. How does the city of Austin, how does Bank of America take one form of ID? And I've had employees try to go in there. They want three forms to get a bank account. Why does Austin Energy ask for two forms of ID from a citizen, one form from an illegal? And it's a consul matricula that you can literally get out of a Cracker Jack box. They don't even check that. And I've talked to former Austin Energy employees. They've had big fights over it. It's discriminatory. And so the way to go at this, but see, you can't call ICE. ICE won't go pick up these illegal aliens. And if you tried to in Louisiana, the illegals will go burn stuff down, and it won't even be on the news. They'll go, I mean, that's because, again, they've got the full backing of the banks. Now, once they've sewed this country up and broken it and driven down the wages, they're going to fully domesticate the illegals. And they get the added benefit of once the illegals are in the medical system, they take the shots, they do what they're told, so they'll flop around and die of cancer. And the government will pay for the cancer treatment, which will be taxpayer paid for, when they kill them with the cancer treatment. So it's just a total system of evil, Shannon. Does that answer your question?
Yes, sir. Sure does, Alex. May I ask you one more question?
Sure.
I refuse to get the national ID card. And I've got a few other listeners here with me that I'm trying to wake up and talk to. If we refuse to get this ID card, I understand it's a felony, but say I walk into a store to buy something. Now, do I have to have this national ID card to purchase?
Yes, they're going to have a VAT, a national sales tax. It was officially released by the government 12 years ago or 13 years ago. Now I got 98, yeah, 12 years ago. See, it's all going to be selectively enforced. And again, It's just so evil. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. And this health care bill they've got coming out, we're not, if I don't buy that, if I say no to that, I say no to this ridiculous health care bill.
They are going to take it out of your paycheck, seize your bank account, and if you try to, and put you on an arrest warrant list and put you in federal prison.
Bottom line.
But that they've announced it. Yeah, bottom line. And of course, it won't be on the news. It's just, you know, where did Shannon go? He's spending 4 years in the federal pen. He didn't buy the insurance. And if you try to resist, they'll send by SWAT teams that think it's tough and macho to kill Americans, and they'll just gun you down.
So what I've been trying to tell other people, there might be tanks driving up and down the streets here shortly.
Well, they're already giving tanks to every police department in the country and training them to take on Americans. Americans are the enemy. Our government has been seized by offshore banks, and the entire military and police are being trained. We are the enemy.
Y'all hear this? I'm talking to the listeners, too, that's listening. I'm talking with you, and I'm hoping the listeners here are listening to this, too. And I'm doing my best here in Mississippi to wake people up. Alex, you are doing a superb job. I applaud you and your staff. Thank you, sir, and please keep up the good work. I listen to you every day.
Well, God bless you, my friend. I'm going to cover the racial programming in the last 30 minutes. Stuart Rhodes is coming up in 15. Let's just continue with calls right now. Let's talk to George in California. You're on the air, George.
I have a comment and a question, and they correlate directly with what you've been talking about for the last 10 minutes. I had to kind of write it down because I have bad memory, but so here's how it goes. I'm very proud of my Mexican heritage, but I'm even prouder to be an American. I proudly served in the Navy. I love America. I love the Constitution. The problem with my fellow Hispanics that I see in the news is that they don't know why they're there. They're told by the Spanish radio stations that it's anti-racism and that the people that are against them are racist and they don't care about them. They don't care about their issues, their families, but Obama loves them, you know? And that they're going to have tamales and burritos and stuff and, you know, music and everything, make it like a festival. And the people are there under false pretenses. They don't know really why they're there. They just know that there's a mob and, you know, they're going to be seen. It's going to be on the news.
And notice the dominant corporate media, the Spanish media, most of it owned by U.S. and global corporations, and a lot of it owned by big money launderers and drug dealers out of Mexico. That's on record. Notice the Spanish-speaking media, the English media, covers up when they burn stuff, when they attack people, but then they tell Americans, Hispanic, black, white, don't be part of the anti-New World Order movement or you're a racist. They're scared to death of us ever getting together against this. They're scared to death of us ever reaching out to these people. They don't know the Ford Foundation, the federal government taught them about La Raza and Mecha and Aslan and Plan of San Diego and all of this brainwashing. And so, I mean, it is an emergency situation. But I mean, go ahead and make your point. I'm sorry.
All right. My question, though, is on the Arizona law. I mean, I kind of agree with it, but I don't know where I stand on this because what's going to happen? I mean, when I take my wife and my kids to peaceful demonstration and the Fed rallies, tea parties, what's going to happen when the police look at me and, you know, I look Hispanic and they interpret me as a potential danger? Everybody knows when the police stops you, you don't, it's not a debate. Even if you're right, you know, it's not a debate. They're going to tell you how it is. And that's
Well, let's be clear. Let's be clear. Every major city in Arizona has said they're not going to enforce this. And the police are not going to just, they will have some staged horror stories. You know, when the police corner a Hispanic American, black American, white American, whatever, and violate their rights, it doesn't even make the news. But believe me, you're going to hear the few horror stories that are out there. But I mean, you know, that's like saying, if I go to Mexico to some resort, are they going to arrest me as an illegal alien? No. But if I fit the profile of a Guatemalan sneaking in, they're going to grab me and put me in a political prisoner camp. I mean, Mexico is hardcore on illegals because, you know, they understand their sovereignty, and I'm not even saying that's a good thing. Again, this is all much ado about nothing, like the car bomb, you know, and they're acting like it's the end of the world in Times Square, and we better give all our rights up. It's a bunch of hype. The point is, the Fed, look, the way to enforce this, Arizona's just doing this out of desperation. It's not going to be successful. And it will be a PR nightmare. It already is. The way to enforce it is, the Feds all the time go shake old ladies down for, you know, claiming they owe income tax. They don't. Or the case of Sacramento, a 4-cent bill of unpaid taxes from some tax mistake for a car wash. Headline, 4 cents to the IRS, causes an armed visit. And they came and yelled at the guy and were very rude to him. So, see, be rude to the citizen. Be rude to the business owner. Keep that scum in line. Let them know you're sucking off of them. But because you want the illegals to drive down the wages, red carpet them. So the way to enforce it is you start charging business owners with felonies for hiring illegals, and they're violating tax laws on top of it. Most of the time they're doing it because it's under the table cash. Charge them with tax laws. You do that, you fix the problem. I mean, there's 6 billion plus people that want to come here. And we can't have them all here. And even if we did have them all here, we've got a welfare system. It's bankrupting us. You know, stay there, George. I want to get your response to what I just said. Nobody's going to grab you and your wife. Well, actually, that's not true. They have 100-mile-in border checkpoints where they harass citizens all over the country. If you're white, look out, because we're scum.
Times are tough, and you got to stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at doobleshoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Dooble will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
You may be arrested and or subject.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get 2 free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to maxfitgloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
On screen for PrisonPlanet.tv members, you can see the Constitution Free Zone, 100 miles under the border. Scores of videos on YouTube from California, Arizona, Vermont, of citizens 50 to 100 miles in saying, no, you're not going to search my car, and the Border Patrol beats the living daylights out of them. Illegals, they just roll right on through. Here's the Sacramento Bee. IRS visits Sacramento car wash in pursuit of 4 cents. They talk about how rude they were to them, how they got in their face. I want to get this car wash owner on. I mean, that's the kind of stuff, because they want the enforcers out there, whether you believe in the law or not, it's a fraud, unconstitutional. They don't go after the big money people. They go after the low-level people to keep us in line. Now, it's simple. If you're a citizen, no matter what color you are, what religion, or if you're an illegal here, more illegals is going to hurt your job rate. It's going to hurt your employment. It's going to hurt your future. And it's going to bankrupt this country. And so, yeah, it's an ugly situation. But the globalists are for open borders. That's all I need to know. Then I go look at the evidence. I'm right to be against them. Anything the globalists are for is a fraud. Anything the mainstream media is pushing, no matter how they dress it up, is a fraud. This is a criminal system. It's 180 degrees, the opposite direction of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. So let me be clear. You go to Arizona and you argue with them and they want to search your car 75 miles over the border or 100 miles, they're going to knock your teeth out. Okay? That's what goes on. My grandfather, he's dead now, but I remember him complaining back when I was in college that he was out driving around the hill country and got pulled over by Border Patrol 200 miles from the border. So he's a white guy, you know, German ancestry. So this is going on. Of course they're going to use this to run checkpoints and have a police state. Of course it's going to be against everybody. That's why it's probably not the way to do it. But if you do pull somebody over for drunk driving and they're an illegal alien, well, no matter where they're from, you take them to jail. But they don't even do that in most cases. They admit it. So that's the issue, is that the sanctuary cities and the feds have an open-door policy and are engaged in political warfare, so we have to stand up against it. Does that answer your question, George?
Yes. Another thing I wanted to say regarding that is that I'm just really torn, because, I mean, I want them to enforce the law. I mean, we don't need any more laws that, you know, that nobody, you know, nobody follows. But I want them to enforce it. But if they enforce it, they're kind of infringing on my rights, because I am Mexican, I am brown. But if they don't enforce it, then, I mean, if they do enforce it, like, well, what's going to happen? I mean, they're going to take away my, you know, they see you in you're protesting, you're at the end of the Fed, you know, you're anti-government. They're going to take my kids away. They're going to, you know, I have a traditional relationship with my wife. Then they come in and then they tell you that your relationship is not right, that you're, he's a machismo and things like that, you know. And
that's the new thing. It's abusive if the woman stays home with the kids because the state owns those kids. Let me ask you this question. You know, my wife speaks Spanish because she lived in Spain. And I mean, certainly you're aware of the Aslan movement, the signs these people've got, and the fact that a lot of these illegals have been taught that the Southwest belongs to Mexico.
I am aware of that, but I also know my people very well. I mean, I have 12 uncles, you know, and I know that they work, they get home from work, and they're taught. Most of the people that I know will not go out there unless it's propagandized, unless it's hyped up. They're going to have music, they're going to have food and stuff. And the people, most of the people, especially immigrants, they don't speak the language, so they don't know. So they just get out there and they think that it's you know, they're fighting the racist, they're fighting the white guy, and it's not like that. You know, that's what I'm saying. They're out there under false pretenses, but the media goes out there and then, you know, they put that out there that, you know.
Exactly. The globalists have created a situation that's meant to have us all divided and conquered, fighting with each other. But it's a real threat. It's illegal. It's unconstitutional. So what do you do? Bottom line, it is going to hurt you and your family if this continues. And it must be reversed. And we have to have a national debate and discussion about this, George. I appreciate your call. Stay with us.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.